We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from the mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We are here to share and educate. We are BaseNet Radio.
So that, like...
Hello world, this is Slick Zero, your host. With me today for episode 3E of BaseNet Radio is Silent Slade.
Hey!
And D-Mad.
It's my birthday!
It was recently, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Anyway, Morbid's usually here, but he's one of those weird people who enjoy sports so much that he has to not be on the show so he can watch the Yankees-Red Sox thing, you know, cheer for the Red Sox and all. Anyway, we usually just discuss recent tech news on the show, but we can usually, you know, what I'm doing
babble
now.
Babble about random bullshit.
What I'm doing now, or trying to make an example of right now, ADD. So yeah, we are certainly ADD radio. Any reproduction or retransmission of this material is...
encouraged!
That's right. That's why this MP3 is available for download at our website, basenetradio.net. And at this time, it is time for our first section.
Oh, no.
I wonder what that section is. That section must be the mail section of BaseNet Radio. In this section, we will be reading mail and comments we received over the course of the previous week. If you're having something, if you have something to contribute, ideas, flames, news stories, or want a shameless promotion, shoot off an email to basenet@basenetradio.net, or you can leave a voicemail on our PBX, country code 1-646-362-2278. Unfortunately, we have no email. I just wanted to put a reminder out there that the email address does exist now. It is accepting email, and again, you could always leave a voicemail. So, I just hope that's fair enough.
That's right.
On to the real first section.
Uh-huh.
That very familiar theme begins the news section of this show. In this section, we will be discussing news from this past week in the tech and computer industries, as well as any other news we find relevant to the general idea of hacking. We try to vary our sources, so you may hear something on the show that you may not have heard elsewhere. Also, if you would like to be a BaseNet correspondent, simply send an email with an audio attachment of yourself doing a report on something of your interest, or you can just leave a voicemail now. It can be anything from reading and commenting on tech news to reporting on an interesting hack. And we actually have some news.
Yeah,
which is good.
Actually, I just ran into one right now that was from April 25th. It was actually reported on GameSpot, of all places. But it's pretty interesting. Irate dad takes a pot shot at his gamer son.
What?
Well, it turns out that in this small town outside Tampa in Florida, called Dunedin? I don't know. One of those awful name places. The father was upset that his 22-year-old son spent too much time playing video games, to mention what games they were, and not doing laundry. So he threatened to blow up his computer or shoot it up with a gun. And inadvertently shot at the monitor.
Oh, good job.
While the kid was sitting near it.
Very good job.
Yeah, so now he's supposedly is being held on one count of attempted murder for this. How nice is that?
That's funny.
It is kind of funny.
Yeah, because, you know, those games are just going to make the kid a violent person, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It would really make me laugh if the kid was playing, like, The Sims or something and doing his own game. But I am doing my laundry. Bullshit!
Unbelievable.
That's a nice, funny way to start off the show.
Yeah, I haven't even heard that one yet. Damn.
You wouldn't, really. This isn't something that should be out there. It's just, I think it's just funny. And just a comment on how addictive games can be and why you just gotta watch out for that.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for your... for insane people.
Insane people with
games
guns.
Don't teach you about insane people. Well, sometimes
actually,
they do.
Haven't you played Postal?
No, actually, I haven't.
Really? With D-Money? Do you have... You have Postal too, right? D-Money?
What?
You have Postal too, don't you?
Oh, God, yes. That's not an insane game. It's entertainment.
Can you... No, can you explain, like, the premise to Slick? Because he doesn't...
Well, you get to burn people to a crisp. You get to, let's see, people's heads off with a shovel and then play soccer with it. It's kind of cool.
That sounds very enjoyable.
But here's the thing. The point of the game is you're supposed to go pick up milk, you're supposed to take out the trash, you know, like normal, simple, everyday things. What you do with the weapons that you so happen to find is entirely your problem.
Yeah, like, for example, you pretend to not like your neighbor, right? Your next-door neighbor.
Okay.
But he has a nicer house than you. Because that's really what it is. Because your character lives in a trailer with his nagging wife, and your nice neighbor lives in this really big house, right? So what you do is you come into his house, and you get a lot of gasoline, right? In his house, mind you, in his bedroom. You get all this gasoline. Then you catch him, and he tells you, get the fuck out of my house. So instead, you spray him with gasoline, and you throw a match at him, watch him go. I mean, seriously, who would not want to do that to an annoying neighbor? I'm sorry?
And this is the beginning of day one.
Oh, yeah, that's day one. That's amazing. And, let's see, all through the game, you kill Hicks, a terrorist that looked like Osama bin Laden for some reason, all of them. And they run around after you and yell la 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 la, whatever. Let's see, what else? I could tell you I played this game quite a bit. And there are...
That scares me. That definitely worries me.
Picketers. Specific people against game violence in a violent video game. Right? And you get to shoot them very, very violently, too. It's great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the company that actually made this game is called Running with Scissors. So, you know, that's good.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, listen. Save a tree, burn a book. Is one of their slogans. Well, not you know, the creators of the game, but it's one of the characters, one of the picketers.
I want to make your day right now.
Please.
Postal 3, it looks like it's in the works.
I just wet myself.
It's gonna be for Xbox 360 and PC, supposedly.
Okay. That's great. And they put you in this really cool bondage suit and everybody laughs at you.
The gimp suit?
And you get to... Oh, the great thing. You know how you could sometimes catch fire, you know? Just so happens that you're trying to, you know, kill somebody and you catch fire in the game.
Okay.
Now, there's only one way to put yourself out. You know what it is?
I fear it.
You piss on yourself. You piss upward, and it puts you out, so you're no longer hurt. Now, the funny thing is...
I knew there was a reason I was afraid of that.
If you piss... You can actually piss on other people. So you can run around the game and just piss randomly, right? You're running just pissing. If you just happen to piss on a random person that's on the street, they A, start attacking you, they B, run away, or C, they just puke uncontrollably. Okay?
So, can you play this game as a homeless person all the time?
Yes. Okay, so what happened? Okay, let's see, what else? Fun, taser. You can use a taser. And it has very realistic side effects in the game, more or less. It's fun watching random people just, like, fall on the floor and just piss themselves. Right?
Okay.
part, and they just, there's like a giant yellow puddle that kind of increases that they, you know, start crying. Yeah, anyway, that's not the fun part. I forget what the fun part was.
Wow, this went off on literally like a 10-minute charade of like all these possibly do to people.
That's not even the fun part.
And video games do not instill violence. Remember that. They don't.
This particular game is made.
That game was made for you to go buy milk.
Violent something.
Your mission is to buy milk, pick up your check, go home.
All right. If there are people protesting the game within the game, you know it's got to be good. People are literally protesting the game within the game. It's great. It's great.
And
you get to kick people. You get to kick people.
You get to kick people?
Yes.
Okay.
That's not the fun part, though.
That's not.
The fun part is getting the milk. So your wife stops nagging you.
Right.
You know the sense of satisfaction you get when you complete that milk mission? I mean, come on.
No, I really enjoyed killing my neighbor a couple of times.
In many different ways. How many different neighbors have you had?
You know, well, I decapitated him with a shovel. I set him on fire. I shot him in the head. A, with a pistol. B, with an AK-47. Okay. What else is there? What other
shotgun with a cat on it?
Oh, that's the fun part. Yes. You get to use a cat as a silencer. Yes, you guessed it. You grab a cat randomly off the street, you put him on the end of your shotgun. So when you shoot, it not only shoots, it, you know, gives you that meow sound. And
that's not a silencer, really, then.
Or a loudener, I'm sorry. Yeah. Anyway, please carry on with the show. I don't mean to. I need to get some milk meal. Excuse me.
It's okay. Me and Slick are going to take the last 10 minutes and chop that up. Bites for the rest of our lives.
I'm going to leave that in there as proof to the audience.
That he can't talk.
Yes, it's amazing.
When I am excited about something, I can talk about it for hours, and people will tell me I am annoying as shit.
They will tell me this to my face. It's interesting you say that because you seem to get very excited then over a game where you're peeing on people and using cats as silencers.
What do you want?
Like you said, it's not really a silencer. The game is. I like the game that's lighthearted and has a good sense of humor. I mean, how can you not, you know, appreciate the fact that you get to kick people randomly? And they actually respond in the game. They respond to you kicking them. All right. You get to I don't know, like laugh at their burned up corpse. Listen, you don't get that every day.
No, I don't believe so.
Exactly. See, that's what I appreciate. I appreciate the fact that I think personally this game was made just to spite, you know, all the protesters. That's what I would appreciate.
Oh, that we're going against the gaming. Yeah.
Exactly. Just the fact that they did it, and it sold copies. It's great. Thank you. I'm done. Oof, I need a glass of water.
Yeah, after that, I mean, jeez. Jeez, man.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Yeah, and we got V for Vendetta, also an excellent movie. We'll need to speak about this later on today if my computer doesn't crash, or this computer doesn't crash, and knock on wood many, many times. Hopefully it doesn't crash. So please, carry on.
I think it's more like the broadband for Slade. But oh well. Yes, I'll try to find something to continue on after that.
Good luck.
Vista to Handcuff Firewall is the name of the article on TechWeb. Microsoft confirmed Thursday that it plans to turn off half the firewall in Windows Vista when the new when the new OS ships later this year, because it doesn't think most users need all the firewall's functionality or can handle its management. Okay. You know, I have a feeling that the people that make, like, you know, like spyware and all that stuff are kind of pressuring Microsoft, because, I mean, yeah, all outbound filtering capabilities is, you know, now going to be off disabled by default. So say they somehow get some spyware on their machine and it's like sending, "Hey, I'm here, connect to me" messages.
Oh, well, then, yeah. That must have been one of their moves from one of their partners, Claria Corporation, you know, the people who made Gator. They're probably, like, were kind of upset about, you know, the fact that their software wasn't being able to phone home anymore. Because, you know, phoning home is a totally normal thing. Why are they disabling outbound? I mean, I understand why you're keeping inbound on, because otherwise Windows gets corrupted within 4 minutes. I see that. But why outbound? Well, whatever.
Listen, it's all about money, my friend.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I already gave my theory about the Claria Corporation and other corporations like it, you know. Hint, hint, wink, wink. That's all I need to say about that. I don't know. Microsoft always seems to do random, weird, stupid things. But that's because they're Microsoft and they're so big and they're always doing random, weird, stupid things.
Yeah, like how Steve Ballmer's blaming software pirates for the price of that Microsoft charges for, like, Windows and Office and crap.
You mean locally?
Yeah.
Aren't most pirates overseas?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
How does that affect the price of tomatoes in New York?
I don't know. But you know, doesn't Microsoft make most of their money on telling the operating system to, like, selling it to Dell to ship their PCs with that, or selling it to, like, the... whoever makes friggin' PCs for sale? Dell, Compaq, HP, all those friggin'... people. Compaq is HP now, but yeah.
I guess they are. But they have all these license agreements with not just Microsoft, but all these other corporations. They bundle a bunch of shit in there.
Yeah, so they're blaming the No. I think the reason you don't see Windows flying off shelves everywhere is because people buy their PCs with the software on it.
Right.
And so it's
been like that since late 80s? Like, well, mid-90s, I'm sorry. Why do I say late 80s? Where Microsoft pretty much made an agreement with everyone.
It's like, you sell your computers with us, or we kill your firstborn. That was pretty much the agreement, I believe.
Right, and now all companies have to, like, continue using this because the user base wants Windows because they don't know any better. It's like, if I don't have Windows, what am I going to run? I really don't understand this Linux thing. It's too scary. It has command lines. And that takes too long. Which is wrong, mind you. Completely wrong. Like, D-Money can prove, like, how I saved, like, 40 minutes of work using Gawk this weekend. But, still, and that's another thing. But I'll bring that up later. Microsoft needs to have, like, simple tools in their OS.
Well, I believe they were working on developing some kind of new CLI.
That's been completely scrapped.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's right. Damn.
Tell me, what are we going to do without that? That's right, not use Microsoft anymore. Honestly, if it wasn't for the fact that, like, video cards companies are at each other's throats so much that they don't want to release drivers for Linux, we would already have, like, gaming on Linux already and not have to worry about these problems.
Yeah, but, you know, there's also the side of the story where friggin' people would rather have no drivers from these companies than have the closed source drivers with crazy licensing. So, yeah, there's quite a few sides to that, because, I mean, if you want to see... It depends if you want... what side of the case you're on. There are Linux users who want to see it become mainstream and want to see people switch off of Microsoft and start using it. And there are also the Linux users who want it to remain like, okay, just like...
the secret
we
thing?
We don't okay. want all the idiots from Microsoft coming using this and corrupting it, more or less.
Well, I don't want like everyone to use it, but I do want enough of a user base to be there for large corporations to acknowledge its existence, you know?
Well... some already do.
Some do, but they don't do anything. NVIDIA makes drivers for Linux. It's great. But video game companies aren't really making OpenGL games for Linux on a large-scale basis.
Yeah. They don't make it for Macintosh, either.
I mean, they used to at one point. That stopped. Because, like, the large percentage of people have Windows, so why bother?
Yeah. But you can't say there isn't, like, anybody, like...
it's a very small base, though. Like, I have companies like BioWare who will make a Linux version of a game. Available on their website for you to download. All you need is the original key or something.
But there are companies that use Linux, like, for, like, stuff. Like...
oh, you mean, like, video production and
no, well, like that, or? Aside from that, like, Federal Aviation Administration.
Okay.
They've recently migrated to Red Hat Enterprise.
Wow, that's a big jump from, like, ancient whatever they were running.
Yeah, right? So that, I wonder what's gonna happen
does
with that.
Does that count air traffic controllers and all that, too? Because I know they've been using systems that are so old simply because migrating everything would be just too much of a hassle.
Yeah, well, really, for the who's this guy? Quoting this guy who's the modernization program manager for the FAA, said there is no room for error or downtime in their systems. So
no, there isn't.
No, there really isn't. With
well, I mean, there's room, sure.
It says here like there's roughly 8,000 airplanes in the air at any given time that they have to manage.
Well, you know, if they fuck it up, they'll end up saying, "Well, not anymore."
Well, it's a good thing that they're not going with Microsoft.
Yeah. I'm kind of disturbed that they're going with Red Hat. I'm a little worried there. But it's more stable. So, for a system like that, you need something that you can depend on uptime.
Yeah, and they're already doing like the training for it, so that as soon as it's up, it's there.
Instantly move over.
Yeah, that's interesting. The way I mean, with a system like that,
I would advise that they take a year or two before they make that switch. Because
oh no, it probably won't be. It's not going to be tomorrow, you know.
No, it's not something you want to play with.
Yeah, exactly.
The hell are we listening to? Okay,
hopefully it's finished.
Over soon, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good, it is. Man, that's crazy. Oh, right before I forget to mention it, Google, did you hear about SketchUp?
SketchUp?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It sounds like ketchup, but with an S.
Well,
it's,
okay.
It's their 3D modeling tool. You can go to sketchup.google.com, it's easier that way, and you'll see like a little demo kind of on the GIF on the right hand side. Pretty much the idea is to let you make and create 3D model shapes and stuff using a Google free app, so you don't have to pay what is it, $8,000 for Maya? You ever heard of Maya?
Oh yeah,
and I don't mean the Maya ruins either.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like an unnecessarily expensive 3D modeling program.
Yeah.
Google wants to make kind of something not as robust, but available.
Yeah.
Free. Which is nice, so something weird out of Google Labs. I don't know how newsworthy that really is, but I figured it was nice, and since we were on the topic of gaming, it's kind of handy. It looks like it might look somewhat like the, I don't know if you've ever used or played Second Life.
Like, Second Life, no.
Yeah, Second Life has this in-game kind of tool that lets you create 3D objects for you to use within the gaming realm. I don't know, it's a fucked up game, because it's not really a game. It's like a giant Yahoo chat room with 3D. So it's a very strange world. They have a Linux client, which is awesome. You can run it. The sound doesn't work properly. If you can get it working, hit me in an email. I'd like to know how that happens. But the Windows client works, which sadly it's Windows only. See, support people. Problems working on.
Yeah.
Great shit, only available for one platform. I don't even hear about a Mac client. Too bad for them. Yeah, so that's that. What else is going on? Before I ramble on, die.
Well, there's something that was interesting that was on Hackaday. A portable magnet card reader, MagStripe reader. It's pretty much something that somebody made using like a very simple microprocessor, or like parts of from a MagStripe reader, and they just threw this small, like little handheld device, like the size of like an iPod or less, with a little LCD screen.
Which
and
iPod?
You swipe a card and it prints like data. Oh, like I don't know, freaking! I'm just saying it could be held in your like your palm.
Okay.
It's like
okay.
I'm taking a look at it now, actually.
It's a little larger than a credit card. It looks a little fucked up, actually.
Well, yeah, it doesn't have any pretty enclosure. It's just like a PCB and
I'm sure you can set up some small, decent, moderately sized enclosure for it.
It looks like it would be easy to do.
Looks complicated actually, but that's good. Well, now you can't say that it isn't out there.
Yeah, it's.
I like the way they're using a Costco card.
Oh, I didn't even notice that in the picture. Yeah, anyway, that's in camelsplit.org/handyswipe.
Right, or you can just go to Hackaday, follow the links. It's a little easier to get there that way.
Yeah.
Because camelsplit, just strange. I don't want to know why. I just went to a website called camelsplit. Kind of expecting some error weirdness there. All right, whatever. Yeah, Hackaday has been a good favorite for a long time. Don't usually see a lot of things that I think I should mention there, simply because I know it has a lot of traffic. But that's definitely worth mentioning because people like playing with MagStripe cards.
Yeah, especially recently you hear a lot more about the different readers, writers, or maybe it's just because
you play with them.
Yeah.
Do you still have the reader writer?
It's a reader. It's not a writer. I don't know why it's
labeled this one.
Well. Yeah, it's definitely a reader, because I was checking out the company that made the thing to try to get more information on how to do whatever with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I checked the model numbers, everything, and it's all coming up as reader. But there is a cheap ass white label like stuck on it, like a sticker that said
writer.
It was reader writer. So you know that was a lie. That thing's like worth $15, and how much was Echo saying it was worth? Like
$700.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, whoever bought that got raped, but, you know.
Yeah, at least, like, he didn't buy it.
Yeah, definitely. Alright, so, yeah, I don't know if that's newsworthy. What do you think about Freedom Tower? Yeah, Freedom Tower, woo!
I'm indifferent.
Well, supposedly it's getting built up in New York, which means, expect terrorist strike in 2010.
No.
They're coming via pizza delivery truck this time.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm just kidding. What else is going on? Oh.
Let's see.
Well, speaking of 2010, before I have a chance to forget, Eternal Champions music. T-Mobile? Is planning on doing something pretty interesting in the UK.
In the UK? Okay, what about the UK?
They want to launch by 2010 20 megabit per second 3G mobile broadband service.
Not here?
UK.
Why not here?
Because T-Mobile here could barely afford towers. but that's just, you know, T-Mobile here. Yeah, so by 2006, at the end of 2006, this is kind of, I don't know if this is really going to happen, they want to have 1.8 megabit per second broadband to cell phones, and
okay.
That's just to start it off, and then upgrade it to 20 by the end of 2010.
Okay.
The idea here is they want to replace landlines with their cell phone, and they're charging 8.5 pounds flat rate for the broadband service a month. That's like $15, $16.
Yeah, wow.
Depending on the exchange rate.
That's pretty good. Now, with this kind of connection, are they going to be using... I take it they're not going to be using anything similar to the traditional GSM or TDMA or anything.
Well, they want to call it 3G. I don't know what that runs. T-Mobile's plan involves using something called HSDPA to ramp up their data transfer rates. Using 3G, which is something that's been launched, in Japan? I believe they've successfully launched 3G, and they're actually working on 4G.
Wow.
And, you know, here in America, of course, we have CDMA. TDMA.
Yeah.
And we're lucky
just,
GSM.
And we're just getting GSM.
Right, so we're getting a whopping 128K, if we're lucky, from our providers. And that's on a good day. So yeah, it's dial-up for the US, and like the rest of the world is getting like sweet pipe. Not fair, man. I'm so moving to another country. Seriously.
But yeah, it's kind of upsetting. We're supposed to be the big evil empire, and we don't have shit.
Well, that's because we're the evil empire.
Oh, because we're the evil ones.
Right, that's we right. charge an arm and a leg for shit. Really.
Arm and a leg.
Alright. Alright, that's not really that important. Ah! Well, no, I accidentally clicked on that pedo
guys,
link.
Guys?
Yes?
Yeah. Slick, I must say that I resemble your last statement, that we are the evil empire.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because me coming from the former Soviet Union, we kind of reserved that name.
We kind of reserved that name.
No.
So you can't really say anything. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, that's true. You have it copyrighted. I know.
I thought you guys were the Iron Curtain.
Well, no, we were the evil empire.
No, but
in the words of Mr. Reagan.
Let me tell you, they're doing some damn good stuff now in Russia.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, man. They sent their army to bolster a week-long struggle to rescue 10 tons of beer.
That's awesome.
Trapped under ice.
Listen, it's a righteous deed. You gotta do what you gotta do. It's beer we're talking about.
And in the related news...
It's not even vodka, and they risked their lives to rescue it.
Please, come on. Tell me that there isn't a related story where the Russian military executed 10,000 orphans just to, you know, make up for the beer.
In Soviet Russia, vodka drinks you.
Yeah. I don't want to go into a vodka bottle.
Need cricket sound.
Yeah.
Need cricket sound. Yeah, where are those cricket sounds?
Enter cricket sound here. And here. And here.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well.
And here.
I was going to see how long it would take you to catch on. Yeah, but we have other news, I believe. Did we mention the Intel thing?
What's wrong with Intel?
A lot, but they're planning to offer new offer a new architecture every 2 years.
Isn't that what they've been doing?
Yeah, but
Pentium M. Now we have Pentium D. I don't know if this is architecture, but
I don't know what they mean by architecture. Yeah. Do they mean x86-based architecture or architecture? Like, completely new.
That's a very
new.
Vague thing. Look, we promised new architectures. What does that mean? Damned if we know!
Well, let's see. The Intel will ship Conroe and... Oh, it's probably just their names.
They're shipping Conroes now? What?
Conroe is going to be the name of one. Miram is another.
Conroe?
Woodcrest is another one. But yeah, it's Napa or something. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of things. Of course, there's the Cordua that's new. And Santa Rosa is going to be the next version of Centrino, which will actually be appearing...
Santa Rosa?
Like first quarter or second quarter 2007. That's interesting. I wonder how that will be. I mean, Centrino does pretty good on battery life now. Is that going to improve on that end, or is that going to improve on the performance end of it?
It's probably going to improve on the performance and lower the battery life.
Actually, you know, it's probably going to be a multi-core version.
Yeah, isn't everything though?
Well, I know the what's the one? I think I was just saying it. The dual core, the core duo, or whatever it is.
The Pentium D, easier.
Yeah, the duo, core duo. That's it.
Pentium D is easier.
The one that was released alongside of with the new PowerBooks or whatever. But yeah, Pentium D. But yeah, they already have like new I don't know if you could say architectures, but new versions of their already highly compatible chips. I don't know. These might even be based off of the 64-bit AMD, actually, because that's what they seem to be doing now.
What, the Intel chips?
Oh, yeah, Intel's... Intel is no longer going to be going with the IA64 or whatever.
Oh,
Intel,
right.
Intel Architecture,
yeah,
64, they're going to be using the, what was it, x86-64 or whatever it would, the AMD version was called. I don't know, AMD probably just wants it called AMD64, but I don't know. Different people give different names to different architectures.
It's just AMD64, it's fine.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, you have any more news?
Let's open up a little list here. Well, I have the pedophile list. Oh, that's great.
Oh, what the hell is that? I heard you say something about that before.
Oh, yeah. If viewers wanna, or listeners, actually, wanna go check out familywatchdog.us, they're allowed to put in their home area code. And, or, you know, your street address, which I don't suggest you do. And the zip code should suffice, and you can see your neighborhood, and you can see all the wonderful pedophiliacs and sodomists and rapists and whatever that live in your neighborhood or work in your neighborhood, because someone, some really sick twisted fucker, decided it would be a good idea to integrate Google Maps with the sex offender registry and just violate everyone's privacy at once. I mean, I know this is information that was out there before, I understand that.
But
when you make
Maps
it so easy,
it, yeah.
It's just like you start wandering around your neighborhood. It's like, I've seen that guy around. Doesn't he work at the pet shop? Uh-oh.
Hey.
What?
Nothing.
I think he said exactly.
Right, so, like, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. Discuss. Because I really don't.
I really am... I don't know.
Well, you're lucky. There are no pedos by
I'm
you.
Not on the list. I don't care.
Well, let's say you were on the list. Let's say that accidentally someone added you to the sex offender list. And
oh,
now suddenly
pissed off.
Slick Zero is like all over the place.
Well, do you guys really agree with something like this? I understand that people do deserve to know these things, but would you really agree with putting a person's information, like his address...
I mean, no. I mean, this net. Information was given out, but, like, I can literally walk up to Ronald L. Williams in, Yeah. Edited. And
that's
just,
great.
You know, beat the living fucking snot out of the guy. You know,
exactly. I mean, is that really fair? I mean, I understand that, you know, they like to touch little girls and boys, but is that really fair? You give out their address and, you know, you kind of, like...
Not only
yeah,
give out their address,
whatever you
but
will
allow you to map your location to it so you can get driving directions. Because it's Google Maps, and you can do that.
I honestly think this is, even if the people think fair, it's really not fair. It's really endangering somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So you could probably give them, like, a general location of where they live, not
right.
It. Exact like, and there's
it's like, yeah, your son's going to this such and such school. Well, in this neighborhood, we have John Holmes, Pedo Bear, and, like, that dude across the street with the shady eyes.
I hear
so
names being
wary of these people.
I hear names being dropped left and right. Am I going to have to do a lot of editing?
John,
what are you talking about?
No editing at all.
Okay.
Yeah, you're gonna have to do a lot of editing, trust me. Oh, it's gonna be one of those episodes. So, yeah, so I think it's a bad idea to have done it this way. I understand that this probably was a good reason originally, but this is out of hand. This is crazy.
I don't know. I
for the sheer fun of it,
that can be abused.
Right.
But like, I think the argument was something like, well, you want people in the area getting hurt by this guy? Or would you rather that guy get hurt? And they were just like, well, he deserves it, fucker.
Well,
that's not...
All right.
For people to understand what I'm talking about, I'm going to give out New York zip code, well, Times Square, and you can roam north and south as you choose. 1003 sticks, type it in, you should be able to see, a lot of green. Is that we have a lot of other offenses here, which is another thing, like... They list things that I don't know if should be a sex offender or not. Like, do you want just child porn? Like, child rapists? Or do you want to, like, put people who beat their wives, too? Does that really count? Should that information be out either? It makes me rethink the whole Morgan's Law thing. Sorry. I shut up now.
Yeah, if this doesn't generate some email this week...
No one's listening anyway.
We totally lost listeners.
They turned it off after D-Money's rant was over.
Oh. you gotta put me in the middle of this shit. Come on, man.
Well, they always turn the show off after you stop talking, man.
Why? That's not fair. Not like I say anything useful.
No, but we do just have clips of you.
Just
now.
About cutting people and peeing on people.
That's my everyday thing.
Chris.
Golden hey, come showers. Hang out with us. You'll be hearing a lot of that shit. Like, yeah, cut him.
Do I want to know? No, I don't. I really don't know. I'm scared now.
Cricket, cricket, cricket.
Right.
Flick, if you don't get that sound, I will cut you.
There you go. There's a great example. You're going to cut. All about cutting, chopping up, peeing on people. Of course.
That's right. Wear it up, homie.
Yeah, you're not even denying it anymore. Okay.
slice. Hey, no.
The only thing that seems cut up right now is your
internet
Skype.
Connection.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably because he's using that Java app.
Yeah, for Java.
Yeah.
What does a Java app have to do that it takes up so much bandwidth? I mean...
Has a long-winded conversation with the kernel.
Huh?
Ooh. That's what Java does. Like,
instead of saying,
yeah, I would like you to push this 5 kilobit like amount of data over there, it's like, yeah, so how you doing today? What's good? Yeah, I heard about that. Do any formatting lately? No, alright. Yeah, so like my kids and stuff, you know, my child processes, they've been hanging around.
So how's your register doing?
How's your register? Like, do you have a registry on this system? I don't know if you're Linux or not. I don't know. I work everywhere. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that data you wanted right here. Yeah, okay. What? Get out? Oh, get the fuck out. Kill all. Oh, shit. All right. I'll go.
You want it right now? Right now?
Right now? Yeah, it's like a bad in-law. It just takes up your memories. It's there.
Oh, wow. And like, I get it right now.
And now, what would like a program compiled in, I don't know, like Sear. Assembly do?
Oh, assembly? It wouldn't even talk. It would just shove the information over.
Push.
Like, you know, something compiled in like C or something running in Python would be
it
like,
would put
all
it
right,
in the register
move this
for
over,
it.
Move this over there, ship it, bam, walks out.
Ship
Hulk
it.
Smash.
Hulk smash. Yeah, but Java knows. Java's a sister. Pestering. I mean, granted, there are a few apps that are not bad, somewhat decent. Azurius has gotten better over time. It used to be awful, and it's been better. That's it. Yeah, that's about as far as it goes. Kind of handy that Java works on phones, too, I guess. Can't really think of anything else, really. I've never seen a good Java app. Maybe Slickhead.
I'm running through my head right now. How many Java apps have I used, and how many of them were actually useful? You already mentioned Azorius.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely usable.
Mm-hmm. It's handy. It has plugins, which is useful.
I can't. I'm sorry. I can't think of anything.
Oh, man. I mean, I was going to try to say web applets, but no, they're awful, too. they kill browsers for no reason. So that's a no. I can't think of any more.
Anyway, we're definitely ADDing right now.
Are you?
Yeah. Seems, according to TechWeb, the number of portable digital players may double by 2010.
Digital players? Aren't they already quadrupled from, like, when the iPod came out?
Forget the iPod. There were players before then. Of course, they had only, like, 128 megs of, like, flash memory, but...
They were kind of small.
Yeah. But there were players before then that stored, like, you know, 20 songs of music.
So. 20 songs of music. Yeah, they called them CDs.
Yeah, they had those too. And those were a little more affordable, so...
Right, like, I remember when I had the MP3 CD player that I would put MP3s on and play, like, CDRs. And just swap CDRs. And that was not so bad. Like, I've since given that away to somebody else because I got, like, an actual MP3 player now, but, like, that was pretty good tech.
Yeah, but now they're saying the number of shipments of portable music players that use either hard disks or flash memory is expected to double. More than double by 2010.
It's probably going to use a lot more flash memory, a lot less hard memory.
I was just about to say.
It depends on how well the flash memory improves. I mean, that's growing rather quickly, but of course hard disk technology is always growing. So.
Or shrinking, really. The word you're looking for.
Yeah,
it's getting smaller and smaller.
I mean,
they have stamp size things.
I was speaking of storage capacity.
I know.
Not size. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they have hard drives have gotten smaller. Like, I still haven't seen serial type SCSI hit the mainstream, but I know that's going to look like the size of 2.5 inch?
I believe so.
So, I mean, if you're going to have a server running on those, that's going to be nice. Still waiting for that to kick in, though. No one's really using it. And it's backward compatible with SATA, so I don't see why not. But well, no one cares.
Oh, you could stick a SATA thing in there and have it
same exact connector.
Okay.
I believe that the one for serial attached has an extra little indentation. So that if the drive, if the motherboard doesn't support serial attached, it won't fit. That way you automatically know that's not compatible.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, that's the only real difference. But it's back, a motherboard that supports serial attached SCSI will support SATA.
Okay.
That's kind of neat.
That makes sense, okay.
All right, so what else is going on? What's good? Come on.
Yeah, I'm trying to find stuff. Yeah, who said there had to be a lot of news this week?
Taylor. All right. Well, let me run the ad.
Porn.
Porn. Yes.
That's
okay.
What the internet's really for.
Yeah. Porn's good.
See, D-Money, do you watch any sci-fi stuff? I know you're like into sci-fi more.
Any sci-fi stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do enjoy sci-fi. Why?
Like, what do you like watching? Or reading, even?
Well, I read a lot of Robert Heinlein.
Mm-hmm.
Or have, well, read Robert Heinlein books.
Well, what
you know,
do you
from
watch?
From the 1950s. Watch?
Yeah.
A lot of Star Trek. Love Star Trek. Farscape.
Geek.
Really enjoyed Farscape.
Geek.
Shut the fuck up. I really enjoyed Babylon 5 back in the day.
Really?
It was really one of my favorites, yes.
Alright, what about Battlestar Galactica? Anything of that?
I never really got into Battlestar Galactica because I really don't watch TV much anymore.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand that. That's good. That's understandable.
I mean...
Want to pay for cable anyway.
Yeah, right now I'm more into, you know, just like reading pretty much, you know? Trying to catch up on the lost art.
What's reading?
So, well, in about a few days, on May 8th, there's supposed to be a sci-fi channel launched online called Pulse.
Which really?
Yeah, and it's supposed to be...
Can you spell that for me?
P-U-L-S-E.
Can you type that in the chat, please?
Like, I have, like, a pulse, as in, like, I'm not dying. I have a pulse, please. Oh, God, my pulse.
Thank you. Oh, pulse, yeah, dude, sorry. I can't really slap you.
So I think he's unable to hear us any longer with his network, but, yeah.
No, I can't hear Slate too well, actually.
It's because I talk like this.
No, it's just a little quiet. So what was the website?
Pulse.
No, it's not pulse.com.
No, I know.
No, all right. I think you'll have to go to sci-fi.com, and
yeah,
it should be first thing you see.
Oh, right, Flash Blocker. Hold on.
That's a good
Sorry.
Thing, isn't it? Let me try to link you there. That might work out a little better. So they're launching this thing. Looks like they're going to use, like, Battlestar Galactica, and this prequel to Battlestar Galactica is one of their front push things to try to get people interested. Don't know if it's pay or not. I hope it's not. I really like free stuff because I'm cheap. It's true.
Cheap bastard.
I'm a cheap bastard. And it's not a bad idea to, like, I know a lot of geeks like sci-fi, like the internet. Mix them together, you have a lot of happy geek fans. So,
ooh.
I mean, granted, I mean, look at TechTV/G4. 90% of the shows on TechTV now have internet spin-offs. Twit, and the Kevin Rose's crap.
What did you say?
Yeah, twat. That's not really people from
that's
G4, is it?
Right. That's what I meant by spinoff.
Right, but like a lot of people have moved on to the web because that's where their fans are. Like, fans are technologically based people.
TV is dying.
TV is slowly dying. It's going the way of radio. Eventually, TV will just be jingles and like commercials 90% of the time.
It already is. Have you listened to the FM recently? Give me a break.
I'm saying TV is going to be like that.
Oh.
You're not going to have shows. You're going to have like 5-minute programs.
Isn't that what it already is?
Kind. You're getting there. It's about 18 minutes now.
Do you know why?
Shrinking each year.
You
know what's worse? When you watch one of your favorite movies and a scene you know by heart comes on and skips through.
Now, have you heard of the TV show now that's very popular, 24?
Mm-hmm.
That's not because it's 24 hours of a day. It's because it's 24 minutes of commercials each episode. That's why it's called what it is.
I would not doubt that.
Lover.
Although I think the episodes are like 44 minutes long because they're all sitting on my box somewhere.
Okay, so
Echo
I was six.
Keeps dialing.
So I was what? I was like 8 minutes off. Oh, well.
Yeah, that's a good chunk. That's a third of the show.
Yeah.
A third of your time is spent watching Weight Watchers commercials or whatever the hell it is they push.
Woo, Weight Watchers!
Those things. Crap that you don't need, want, nor need.
Now, Slade,
ever
is there a reason you mention Weight Watchers?
Wow.
I don't know. The music I'm listening to right now reminds me of a bad commercial, so.
No, actually, guys, you were a little wrong.
Huh?
About the commercials. It's the stuff that you don't need or want, right?
Uh-huh.
But it's the stuff you need. Why do you need them? Because they tell you.
Right. Yeah, that's the secret.
It's a different kind of need.
True,
that explains it all right now.
Thank you. I secretly work for Fox.
So you could give both sides of the story, the president's story and the vice president's story.
There is no vice president's story.
It's only D-Money's story and the president's story.
Right.
No, that was from the White House correspondence press conference. think that was that quote?
Yeah, well, you were saying
earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really great video. If you haven't seen it, you guys should go look up the White House correspondence video. They had a great little piece there. If you're into politics at all, go watch that. The money, I'll find it and link it to you, all right?
Anyway, I ran into some interesting people recently. I mean, I couldn't even see them.
I told you to stop talking to those government officials.
No. Interesting people that said they were going to... They're gonna meet up with me again soon. They had very interesting voices, but they were on the elevator actually, at work. Yes, and they said they were gonna give me equipment the next time they saw me. So I'm gonna have to start carrying my recorder so I can get these voices.
Who the fuck are you talking to?
I don't know, but we're gonna get some equipment for the show soon. They said they were from Auto City. Sounds
Auto
fair.
Auto City. Yes, I know who they are.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, interesting. I have to...
They're nice people. Very, very
they are?
Nice people.
Okay.
Yeah, they are.
Do they work with us or something?
Audacity?
What? No.
I don't know what's going on. I'm missing something. I'm gonna just peruse /K.
No, Lord Auda has the city, and it's Auda City. They were trying to explain to me before. I'll have to bring in the voice recorder. I mean, it was just... Yeah. So you could listen to them. Probably next week, the week after. I don't know. They didn't really give a time frame for when they were gonna visit me next, but...
Visit you next? Are you sure you're not... Have you been eating the mushrooms again?
No.
Okay. The flower power, maybe? No?
Flower.
Yeah, right.
I want to make sure
you're not
on something, because this is really freaking me out, what you're saying here. Alright, whatever. Ignoring. Continue. I'm scared. It's fine. I'll live.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that link, by the way.
Link?
What link?
The Pulse.
The what?
The Sci-Fi Pulse. May 8th.
I'm getting you the corresponding thing. Taking a little longer to find it. You guys keep talking. I'm not here.
You're not there. Where'd you go?
I'm dead. You won't.
Right. Anyway, so yeah, hopefully some new gear soon. That would be cool.
That would be very, very cool. Yep.
Especially if it were generously donated by Lord Auda. Yeah.
Right.
Is this like Lord Moda, but like for the 21st century? Is that what
Lord Yoda?
Moda.
Oh, sorry.
Who's Lord Moda?
Read the sixth column.
Oh, I've read that. Ah, okay. Anyway, yeah, we got 2 minutes left, so if you have any shots...
Damn,
off,
already? No.
No way.
Hell, I was waiting for these 2 minutes left for the past 15 minutes.
That's because
we got lucky looking for news on the fly, so...
We were?
Yes, we are very dedicated to this show and to you, our fair listeners.
And there wasn't that much interesting news. We apologize. We understand.
But we did love that rant, D-Money.
Yeah, we definitely did.
I'm sorry?
That probably saved the show.
I am glad I could do my part.
By killing like 20 minutes.
Thank you for that wonderful statement. Killing 20 minutes, son of a bitch. Cut you like a dog.
No, that was pretty interesting. Anyway.
Yes, it was. I will cut you like... never mind. Sorry.
Moving on to the next section of our show.
Which is called Shouts.
Shout,
I would like to
shout, let it all out.
Shout Low Tech Mystic and his show, Ninja Night School, you should check out. Maybe you'll understand more of this show.
Yeah, Low Tech's a cool guy. He's got mad random shit in that vest. It's alright. I know he's packing. I understand. One more thing. 2600 meetings this Friday.
Yes.
I don't know if you were going to remember to say that this time.
I wasn't.
Or not.
Before it ends, I want to give a big shout out to Monster.
You just Monster. Like, yeah, it keeps you awake.
Yeah, Monster Energy drinks, the shit. All right, Fox News. let's see, who else? Wait, who am I forgetting? The creators of Postal 2 and Asuti Postal 3. Let's see.
You have 10 seconds. We have 10 seconds.
Ah, no pressure.
This concludes this week's BizNet Radio. Do your thing. Bye.